Land in the Selwyn district on the outskirts of Christchurch is selling so quickly there are little to no sections left for new builds. The main town in the district, Rosden, has always been an affordable alternative for families looking to get onto the property ladder. But now demand is outstripping supply. Sally Murphy reports.
Sam McIlrick and her husband owned a home in Christchurch's southern suburb of Horswell, but wanted to move into something more modern, so looked at moving out to Rolleston.
Well, the demand wasn't high when we first started looking. Like, there was houses everywhere in Rolleston, Selwyn area. But getting towards like the end of, well, the middle of COVID, really, it just went insane. Everybody was moving home. There was not enough houses. And every open home we went to, there was the rooms were just packed. So we thought we'd better get in quick.
Miss McIlrick says when they had no luck, they then started looking at land to build on.
When I was originally looking for a land just itself, I rung the Selwyn Council and rung all like developers and things like that to try to find land, and they said that they'd put me on their waiting list, but long story short, pretty much don't bother because all the big companies have bought up the land to make house and land packages.
She says she called multiple companies to see what they had on their books, and that's when they found a house which was halfway through being built in Rolleston. Miss McIlrick says they feel very lucky.
Just thought, well, you get more bang for your buck. Our house that we sold in Horswell was like the 60s house, you know, like the really old sort of house. And then for a little bit more, we could have a brand new house and, you know, a brand new area. And it's because of the motorway, it's only 15, 20 minutes into town anyway.
Matson and Allen Real Estate Director Chris Flanagan says Rolleston, the biggest town in the Selwyn district, was always pitched as the town of the future. But things have really taken off in the last couple of years. He says the majority of buyers are mum and dad buyers, but housing companies are snapping up land, which means demand is outstripping supply.
The stocks are getting pretty low, like very low. We've just finished the Brentthwaite subdivision. Sections in there sort of averaged around the 180,000, 185,000. If we had them available now, they'd probably have a 2 in front of them, might be 210, 220.
Mr Flanagan says it's increasingly hard for home buyers to find something under the $550,000 mark, which is the new build cap for someone wanting to use the government's first home grant.
In the last sort of week to 10 days, we've seen that a lot of those people are now prepared to look in that price bracket above 600. Not a lot above it, but certainly above 600, yeah.
Why is that, and how do they automatically come up with 50K?
Well, I guess there's a combination of things, whether it's family offering some sort of assistance, perhaps their banks.
The Selwyn District Council issued over 2,700 building consents last year, 1,887 were for new homes. It is the second fastest growing district in the country, behind Queenstown Lakes, according to the latest Stats NZ figures. Council spokesperson Ben Rhodes says demand is high in Rolleston, but there is land available for housing. Just how quickly the private sector develops it is out of the council's control. In Christchurch for Morning Report, Sally Murphy.